What happens to entities that are in the hospitality business when they have to turn people away because of the coronavirus? We've learned that many restaurants, for example, have adapted by offering takeout and delivery services. Others have simply closed. At Spokane Salvation Army, Major Ken Perrine says he's had to restrict access to the programs offered on its campus.
We actually had to close the youth center, and then we've also moved all of our church services to online formats. And then for the shelters, we had to tell our guests they can't have visitors, and their children must be with them at all times. The kids can't run around playing on the playground without their parent there, because we really want to enforce the 6-foot barrier.
Despite the need for physical obstacles, Perrine says the Salvation Army is still helping families, especially those enduring recent layoffs.
The word I really want to get on the street is, please don't spend your hard-earned money on food. Please come to get the food from us. Save your money for your rent. Because even after this whole issue starts to go the other way, these folks that have been laid off for a month or two, even though, you know, appreciate that Jay Inslee's keeping people from getting evicted, but they're still going to own that rent.
Perrine says business at the Salvation Army's food bank was double the usual on Monday. For now, he says the supply of goods there is fine, but the organization is looking for donations of a few basic supplies, namely toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and other cleaning supplies.
We all know there's certain people in our community that, through very, you know, rightful concern, that they decided to stock up on certain items. And I'm praying that as they look at their garage that's full of toilet paper and other items, probably a year's supply, if they could maybe think of us and maybe keep only what they need and donate it so we can get it to some more people in need in our community.
Perrine is also looking for people who can volunteer some time, particularly those who are in good health and younger than 55. You can learn more about the Salvation Army's volunteer opportunities at makingspokanebetter.org. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.